Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm just reading about this new initiative from Netflix and a group called the Australian Children's Television Foundation. Essentially, they are looking for TV show pitches. They want original children's series that also have to celebrate Australia in some way, be uniquely Australian.
Do you know what they want? They want another Bluey.
They probably do want a bit of a Bluey. We love coming up with TV show ideas on this show. Brooke and Marook was our riff on Emily and Parry. Great hit.
We did an NCIS, didn't we, as well?
We did do Riverland NCIS. Oh, yes. those are all a bit too grown up, obviously, for children. Mm. But I've come up with three original pitches that I think with your help we can work on them a little bit and try and put forth our best idea.
Okay.
The first idea is one for the teens. So it's maybe a little more mature, but a little bit edgy. I know you've been watching a lot of teen dramas lately. this is a high school drama. It's set in the Riverlands. Where do you think that I would choose to set a TV show in the Riverland about rebellious teens?
Probably around Mike High School, yeah.
No, the car wash.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Scenes from the car wash. What happens at night? The tagline could be, "It all comes out in the wash."
Interesting. And it's just a group of teens who like to hang out at the Renmark car wash. I don't know if that's still a thing. Like, I've said this once in passing, like that was where we hung out as kids. In that general area, there's a car park out the front. But I don't know if that's still what's happening.
It could be a period piece, but I think I'd make you the head writer as someone who's lived those experiences.
Totally. It's a place to hang out. Look, I think it's probably a little old for what they want.
Number two is going a little bit younger. Mm. Look, I haven't put a lot of effort into this. I'll be frank with you. It's an animated series, a bit like Bluey.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Fishy.
Fishy.
Yeah, I don't really know. I guess he's got a family, lives in a Queenslander, that kind of thing.
I think you have to go with something that's like, yeah, a talking animal, especially with kids. Fish is probably quite iconic to the Riverlands specifically as well. We could do carp.
Well, maybe he bullies carp.
You reckon?
Maybe that's a bit of an edge. Like, he's lovely fish. He's a happy guy, loves going to school, but he just cannot stand carp. And that's, you know, it's good to give kids a moral.
Do you know what could be educational and something you could also follow is fruit fly? You could do a series on the fruit fly because obviously we're having problems with that here in the Riverland. Just follow it and teach kids why they're bad.
Fruit fly the main character or the predator of fruit fly, like a frog?
The main character, like you're following their family to understand what they're doing,
He's such a bastard, this fly-y boy.
Yeah.
All right, third pitch I'm a little more confident in.
Okay.
And basically I'm coming for the Wiggles.
Oh, that's big, all right.
Yeah, I'm forming my own group. It's called the Bobbles.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck on a skivvy. Good chance me to shape future generations and teach them about things that are important to me. You know, I've got songs like Toot Toot Chugga Chugga 04 Camry, another one called Gluten-Free Hot Potato.
Mm.
And I've also got some educational stuff. This one is all about teaching kids the alphabet, but also how to sort their DVD collection.
Oh.
A is for J.J. Abrams, creator of Felicity, and also he directed Mission Impossible 3. Next comes B, and Brad Bird, he directed Ratatouille. But what's more, he wiped the floor when he made Mission Impossible 4.
Are these all about Mission Impossible?
No, let's fast forward a bit. And W stands for John Woo, who directed Mission Impossible 2. Stuff kids need to know, Brooke.
It's not. That entire television series is just like for you, basically.
You don't want a whole generation of little Big Bob Lozzes?
Nah, not really. One's enough, I think.
Well, that's all I got. If you've got to try harder than that, I guess I'm not a TV producer.
What is going on with you and Tom Cruise at the moment? That's what it's all about.
I guess so.